Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of...
Hey, don't I got Zeit?
Hey, there it is.
Shout out that's to Miles numerous Gray.
I'm Jack O'Brien.
Yeah, a lot of
Shout
people were requesting that one.
A reference to a scene in Rocky V?
Whatever the... What was that? Rocky Balboa? Is that the one?
Yeah, Rocky VI.
Yeah,
Rocky
where VI. He's... They bar him from fighting and... He somehow reverses a court decision by merely bringing up the fact that he might have rights. So I love
yeah.
that.
Don't I got rights.
Hey, well, it's great. I can't look in the quar. Find this scene because it's so stupid. Just scrub through it if you find a video file. The courtroom, because the way he's walking out of a courtroom and is like...
The quar room?
Hold on, dude. I need to turn around and just lay this one on him. Hey, no one I got rights is... just put it in stone. Put that on the Capitol building.
But wait, you only showed me that part. Does that actually work?
I don't know. I mean, we'll try. We'll see.
No. I mean, in the movie, that works? Like, the judge is like, huh, you make strong argument.
From what I remember, like, yeah, he just, like, completely rejects. Look, and I could be, misremembering it because it's funnier to me with the idea of Rocky just saying, hey, don't I got rights? And the judge like, you know what? I forgot about that part, sir. All right. Case dismissed. You're good to fight.
Case dismissed.
Possibly injure yourself.
All right. Let's tell the people a couple of the things that are trending. PPP is trending. The Paycheck Protection Program, which is a $350 billion aid cluster slash clusterfuck that will go... at least partially to small businesses, but then there's also the possibility that some massive companies can get in on it.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, basically, so it opened for applications starting this morning, and all sorts of websites were down because of that. And it's a first-come, first-serve situation, which leads me to believe that all the massive companies who can possibly take advantage of this probably are taking advantage of it.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. I mean, it's you hear some people say it's easy. Then other people are saying, like, with Bank of America, it's like, hey, if you don't have a business loan with us, dude, don't even apply here for a loan. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
It's just I know some people who were up all night trying to get their paperwork straight, and then, you know, it was extended, but who knows if extended just means that other more well lawyered up, more well represented businesses are getting to those loans first. But you know, I mean, it's a good idea. It's in the right direction. Denmark, I think, has a similar program where they're giving out grants to people to help paper over everybody being quarantined. And the U.S., some of these could turn into grants if they end up spending 75% of the money that they are loaned on paychecks. But obviously, it can't just be straight up grants, because this is America, man.
Yeah.
Where we fucking
shit for free? Hell no, bro. You need to
come on, dude.
Taking a bite, bro, at some point.
Then we'll get taken over by all those welfare queens, and they'll just, you know, I mean,
yeah, the welfare queens over at American Airlines.
Right, exactly. Bill Withers is trending, RIP.
Yeah.
To a real one.
He passed away Monday, it turned out, but his family had just sort of been, like, you know, kind of dealing with it, and was announced today, Friday. Such a fucking interesting guy. There's a really great documentary about him that you should check out if you are at all interested in Bill Withers. Kind of one of those, like, late bloomers.
What's it called?
Called Still Bill.
Still Bill.
Yeah. It's really, really, I mean, it's just, you know, I think one of those performances he had on one of those late night shows, like, he had to, like, literally go back to his factory job the next day. He was, like, still kind of getting his career going. It's, yeah, amazing. Amazing legend to the field of R&B and samples for hip hop and things like that. I mean, that's how I really got into Bill Withers too, is just, like, kind of, I mean, they're obvious hits, but then realizing how much of his music was informing other music was my entry point into his work. So
yeah,
check him out.
I mean, Just the Two of Us by Will Smith is a seminal song that he gets writing credit on. So
yeah.
I think we can all agree he's a great because of that, right?
Was that about him and his son?
Yes.
Aww.
Him and Jaden.
Wow.
Aww. Huh. Ain't No Sunshine, Just the Two of Us, Lean on Me, Lovely Day. I mean, shit. Not too bad.
Yeah,
not too bad.
Not a bad resume.
This guy, Bill Withers. Out of West Virginia, baby. Shout out to West Virginia. Slab Fork, West Virginia. So HBO is trending. 9 of their shows are being made available for free.
Yeah, HBO Go, HBO
First
Now.
First and foremost... Most importantly, ballers, dog.
Number one, dude.
Hell yeah.
With a bullet. You know what
Number
I mean?
Number one.
I didn't know there was 5 fucking seasons of that show already.
Yeah. That's
Is Rob Corddry still on it?
Yeah,
must
I think
be right.
So.
I don't know. In my mind, I feel like Ballers is a show where people are like dying, because, like, that's what I think of HBO shows, where it's like, is that guy dead yet
right.
on that show? No? They're still alive? Okay. Because it's like Barry.
It's just a lot of people getting mad at each other and then, like, bro hugging it out.
Yeah.
And then doing coke. And then, yeah, that show couldn't appeal to me any less.
I mean, the first season I watched, because I used to, you know, see, we used to play basketball against Denzel Washington's son, who's in the show, back in high school. So I was like, let me see what this guy's up to. I'm like, oh, he's a decent actor, it turns out. But, like, other than that, it was just, like, kind of like aggro Entourage. And I was like, nah, I'm good on that.
Right. Yeah, that's what it feels
But the
like.
Other shows, I think.
I know Ballers from the first 2 minutes of every episode, like, being on in the background after other shows.
Right. And the other shows they have, I think it's good. They're almost doing, like, a cultural service for people who may not have seen shows, because they're like, you know, certain shows like Barry, I think people have been talking a lot about now, but that's more recent. But shows like The Soprano and The Wire, I think, are shows that a lot of people are always like, what do you mean you never seen it? What do you mean you don't know if it's a good show? Those are shows absolutely, you know, take the time to check out. I'm actually getting Her Majesty into The Sopranos right now.
Are you guys going from season one?
Oh, yeah. I'm, like, completely back in awe of it. I was telling Matt Lieb the other day when he was on, because he has a Sopranos podcast, how I've recently just been, like, randomly throwing an episode on and just being like, oh, yeah, I remember this. But now to watch it kind of from the beginning, it's really kind of, it's completely recaptured my imagination. But, yeah, you also get Succession, True Blood, Veep, Six Feet Under, Silicon Valley. I mean, look, you can now you can keep up with all the chats.
Where are you at in your Sopranos rewatch?
Oh, season one, episode three. We're just beginning. And we're not in like
we don't have binge pace.
We don't have binge pace going here. Like it's like one episode a night kind of thing.
Yeah. I just watched it when it was on. I've never like watched it end to end. So
oh man, yeah. It's great, especially when you kind of remember the show and you can appreciate how they begin to like seed certain storylines really early on.
Yeah. The Wire season one through season four is the Great American Novel. If you haven't watched it, do yourself a favor. Obviously, original, hot, very spicy take. The Wire is good. And then finally, Frank Ocean is trending.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this. He dropped two tracks.
Yeah. He just surprised
everybody.
So is
that just what he does now? He just drops tracks randomly, no albums?
Why not? I mean, he creates at his own pace. I feel like with people like him or like D'Angelo, like genius level, like songwriter, performer, creators, like, I don't know, dude, whatever time you need to fucking do that work, like, so be it.
Yeah.
It's always
absolutely
fucking good. But yeah, he's got two songs.
I've dominated. I've beat the album. I've finished with Blonde and Channel Orange is like shit, man.
He's like what do you want me to do? He's like, you need more proof beyond those albums that I have this like level. Again, we'll talk about this on Monday's show where there are some people who are just doing things so much better than everyone else in their field that
so much
there's got to be some kind of scientific explanation. But
yeah,
two songs.
He's got a superpower for sure.
Dear April and Cayendo. Cayendo is more of like a little Spanish language track on that one. But yeah, I'm sure a lot of people will now have some music to listen to on this Friday evening.
You listen to Bad Bunny?
Yeah, I listen to some of his stuff.
Good track.
Yeah. His last video was wild. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that is going to do it for this week. We hope you've had a good, safe week in quarantine. We hope you have a good, safe weekend. Go easy on yourself. Just relax. Be kind to each other. And we'll be back Monday morning with a banger episode.
Boom.
And we will talk to you guys then. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.